Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Where is the Good Fruit? And the reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said to his disciples, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them. Agricultural examples were used frequently in the teachings of Jesus, the reason being that he knew his audience well. Life was much more simple, and food had to be harvested weekly, if not daily. There were no freezers, so a walk to the market was a frequent task. But Jesus used these common experiences with irony and maybe even a bit of sarcasm to catch the attention of his hearers. Sheep were a blessing, but someone pretending to be a sheep was up to no good. Grapes and figs are delicious, but you can't get them from a thorn bush or a thistle. Beware of prickly things. Just a quick glance, and you could tell the difference between a healthy tree and a rotten one. Healthy trees can feed us, build our homes, and give us shade. Rotten trees can fall on our homes and block our driveways, painfully interrupting our lives. Today we have news shows 24 hours a day. We can go on the internet and get our food delivered, and we can get information about everything and everybody, but none of it is experienced directly. So recognizing a ravenous wolf in a nice suit or classy dress is not that easy. The result is chaos. Lying, violence on every screen, and because they are my type of person and not yours, we can all get too easily ravaged. The chaos, the violence, are repeated over and over, again and again. At this point in history, we can't even always count on the institutional church to help us distinguish good fruit from bad. Laws, rants, disrespect of our struggling humanity have not worked. Clericalism is the cover-up, sorry as that seems. It has not borne good fruit in our lifetimes. You will know them by what they say and what they do, not by what they wear. We are not doing a great deal of the cutting down and burning of rotten trees right now amid the chaos. But the good news is that we do have a reliable teacher promised by Jesus to prompt us to good and warn us from the bad. It is our conscience informed and enlightened by the Holy Spirit. So we don't have to just accept everything. We can pick and choose. We can reject the rotten. And we don't have to be agitated. We can trust the Spirit, and we can recognize those around us who also trust the Spirit. We can eat good fruit and laugh with joy instead of wringing our hands. By our fruit, we will know them. Thank you.